Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Governor Laura Kelly has been forced to postpone her annual State of the State address after testing positive for COVID-19. Kelly's office announced Tuesday that she had tested positive. The test came after an inaugural ball Sunday night, her swearing in for a second term as governor and inaugural address Monday, and a news conference Tuesday morning at the State House. The State of the State address now scheduled for January 24th. And an event for wheat farmers is coming to Dodge City soon.
CropQuest is excited to announce that Peter Johnson, a.k.a. Wheat Pete, is coming to Dodge City for a public seminar on Friday, February 3rd. Wheat Pete is a former wheat specialist for the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture, Food, and Rural Affairs. Pete will cover a vast array of wheat management topics that will help producers make better decisions that can enhance yields and manage risk. J.P. Bazant reporting.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. According to a statement from her office on Tuesday morning, Governor Laura Kelly tested positive for COVID-19. Her office reported that she is fully vaccinated, and this is the first day that she has experienced symptoms which have been minor. She is following the guidance of public health officials to self-isolate as she continues to work. The governor's office has informed inaugural ball attendees, participants in the inauguration ceremony, and attendees of the executive order signing on Tuesday morning, and they encourage them all to test immediately as a precautionary measure. This should not delay normal government functions. The State of the State will be postponed to Tuesday, January 24th at 6:30 p.m., and the governor's budget will still be released to the legislature as planned on Thursday. On Tuesday, Fort Hays State University, North Central Kansas Technical College, and Northwest Kansas Technical College announced a new affiliation initiative to address demographic and economic challenges in rural Kansas. This affiliation initiative will focus on developing solutions in three key areas that are developing academic programs and integrated student services that meet the educational and professional needs of today's and tomorrow's students, aligning and optimizing interinstitutional operations to remove unnecessary bureaucratic barriers to student success, and creating a coalition with regional businesses, industries, and communities focused on increasing opportunities for students, expanding entrepreneurship, and meeting workforce development needs in rural Kansas. Fort Hays State University President Tisa Mason, North Central Kansas Tech President Eric Burks, and Northwest Tech President Ben Shears released a statement regarding the affiliation initiative, saying their institutions exist to serve students and communities, and this is the true north that will guide their focus in this endeavor. Higher education institutions have long been beacons of opportunity and drivers of economic prosperity, and for communities to thrive, every individual needs a chance to fully develop their talents, skills, and interests. They said they look forward to working together and aligning their efforts and resources to deliver enhanced opportunities for rural Kansas. The area of board control, the governing body of Northwest Tech, will consider the plan today, Wednesday, January the 11th. The NCK Tech Board of Trustees will do the same on January 16th. And Fort Hays State University's governing body, the Kansas Board of Regents, will consider the plan on January 18th. The Kansas House has gaveled in for the start of the 2023 legislative session as the entire chamber took its oath of office in groups of 10. The first day back in Topeka is always a special one for representatives, regardless if they've been there before or not. And now that work will begin, one of the big issues lawmakers envision getting done is getting more money back into your pockets. The state has a $2 billion budget surplus, so lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are looking at ways to cut taxes. Representative Leah Howell said they're probably going to see some follow-up things along taxes, as of course there's already a big push and discussion about food tax and when they will make any tweaks or changes with that. And some are hopeful that they will see property tax relief for residential homeowners. Several committees start hearings as soon as January 9th, and some of the other significant issues lawmakers expect to deal with include medical marijuana, child care, juvenile justice, and more. The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced that K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties has reopened. Construction has been suspended for the winter, and the contractor expects to resume work in late April. The remaining project activities include additional main line and shoulder paving, striping, and insulation of edge line rumble strips. The road will remain open during construction, and traffic will be directed by flaggers and a pilot car. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Eric Oeschlager at 785-443-1266. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, January 9th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Jeff Stewart and Lisa Moosman with the Kansas Department of Transportation, Rob Lawson and Brad LeBou with the Norton County Road Department, and James Maru with the City of Norton were present to discuss some road improvements that are on the schedule for this spring. James spoke about the project that will begin on U.S. 36 in April. The construction will be from the stoplight east to the Norton city limits, and the U.S. 36 highway through Norton will be closed at the east entrance of Casey's with a detour. Westbound traffic will not have a detour, but the eastbound traffic will have to use a planned route of Eagles Club Road. There were questions about the maintenance of the Eagles Club Road, and if damage occurs during the detour, who's responsible for returning it to the original condition? And the city and county agreed to work together on maintenance and repairs. There was also discussion about stripping the Eagle Club Road and if it was going to be required. James said that he'll check into the order. The next topic was the U.S. 383 project from the Calvert Junction to Prairie Dog Creek Bridge. As Jeff stated that he's already receiving calls about how access will be given to the Almena residents. So some discussion was held on the condition of county roads and which route would be considered best for local traffic. The official closing date is March 20th of 2023 through October 20th. Rob stated the county will just need to monitor the situation and apply the resources where needed. Rob Lawson with the Road Department reported to the commission with the weekly projects and schedules. Rob reported that the vehicle inventory and supplies have been completed, and the service truck and the shop are still in need of inventory reporting. Foley Equipment has updated the mileage billings that were questioned last month. Mark with Foley Equipment stated that they have looked into the invoices and the billing was sent incorrectly. The county will be given credit for the invoices paid. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment was on site last week for inspection of fuel tanks and paperwork. The files and records for 2022 have been approved and submitted. The portable welder was discussed for purchase. Rob had discussed the purchase last fall and stated that he would like to move forward with the purchase. Two bids were received for the portable welder, and after review of the bids, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the bid from Lincoln in the amount of $5,999 with a $750 rebate. The motion was given a second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste reported to the commission with the ongoing problems with biohazard waste bags. Ted has sent a letter to the entities that could be responsible and warned them of the possible action that could be taken if the deposit of hazardous bags does not stop. and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has been notified with each incident. Dallas Goslin with the Norton County Economic Development reported that the base grant application has come out and he has completed the necessary application. The Norton County Economic Development Board Housing Infrastructure Project grant request in the amount of $100,000 is from the second half of the Norton County ARPA fund disbursement. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber was present to discuss with the Commission of County membership, and various options were reviewed and discussed for the county's membership. The Commission will review the information and report back to Donna. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint the KQNK radio as official Norton County radio. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. Sheriff Thompson discussed with the Commission the office and department operations. A jail report was given and discussion of the emergency management position. And Troy also spoke with the Commission about the road and highway projects that will be beginning soon. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the December 30th, 2022 minutes with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0, and the meeting was then adjourned until January 16th. Funeral services for Dr. R.A. Buzz Peterson, 81 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, January 12th, at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. today, Wednesday, January 11th, at the funeral home, and the family will greet friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Condolences may be left at plumbergobbard.com. Memorial services for Raymond Hikus, 76 of Lenora, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 14th, at the Plumber Gobber Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 13th, also at the funeral home. Interment will be held at a later date at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Raymond Hikus Memorial Fund and may be sent in care of Plumber Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. A memorial service for Lanny Davis, 83 of Norton, will be held at the United Methodist Church in Norton tomorrow, Thursday, January 12th at 2 p.m. Lanny willed his body to be donated to the Kansas University Medical School to further medical research, and Plumber Gobber Funeral Home in Norton is assisting with the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Norton Lions Club, and condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A new survey of registered voters shows significant support for ethanol and the renewable fuel standard, while revealing opposition to banning liquid fuels or mandating electric vehicles. Morning Consult conducted the survey for the Renewable Fuels Association. Jeff Cooper, president of the Renewable Fuels Association, says as the new Congress settles in and considers the future of our nation's energy policy, these polling results demonstrate that Americans strongly support the expanded use of lower-cost, lower-carbon renewable fuels like ethanol. According to the survey, almost 55% of the respondents support the renewable fuel standard, while only 15% expressed opposition to the program. Meanwhile, 64% of respondents have a favorable opinion of ethanol, while just 18% said unfavorable. Half of the respondents said they weren't interested in purchasing or leasing an electric vehicle in the next 3 years, while 42% expressed interest. 65% opposed banning the sale of liquid-fueled engines in vehicles. And Clean Fuels Alliance America members testified during the EPA's public hearing on RFS standards for 2023 through 2025 and other changes. Staff members expressed frustration with the proposed volumes for biomass-based diesel because they don't match the volumes that are already on the market and don't account for expected growth in capacity and feedstocks. Clean Fuel CEO Donnell Rehagen said the proposed rule significantly undercuts existing biomass-based diesel production and fails to provide growth for investments the industry has already made in additional capacity, including for sustainable aviation fuel. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
In farming, you know being early means you're right on time. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can protect your investment and give your farm an advantage all season long. Find the tools and resources you need to spray early and guarantee your weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee is subject to program terms and conditions. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We've got a quick round of precipitation coming up for the Central Plains with a low and a couple of cold fronts affecting our weather pattern today into early Thursday. Rain and snow amounts will be generally light, followed by cooler temperatures tomorrow and continuing into Friday. Rain showers are possible today, and then as cooler air moves in this evening and overnight, some parts of our state could see a rain-snow mix or even all snow, but accumulations will stay under an inch. The system quickly moves out tomorrow with clearing statewide and afternoon highs about 15 to 20 degrees cooler than what we had today. On the map heading into the afternoon, a low is set up in southwestern Kansas with a cold front up to our north, and we have a batch of cooler air on the way into our area from the northern plains. As for the rain and snow, some light showers are possible through the afternoon as the low moves eastward and the cold front edges in from the north. By this evening, a rain-snow mix will be possible for the northwestern counties with rain showers elsewhere. Few areas could pick up a light amount of snow, causing slick road conditions mainly in the north-central and northeastern counties. By tomorrow morning, the low is off to our east. Winds around that system will cause gusty conditions just about statewide. We'll have cooler temperatures in the 30s and 40s for most of our state tomorrow. We'll stay near average temperatures with fair weather on Friday. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, we'll be in the low 40s with low to mid 20s for the overnight hours. North central mid to upper 40s and mid 20s overnight. Upper 40s and low 50s for the northeast counties, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 20s. Low to mid 50s southwest and low to mid 20s overnight. Mid to upper 50s in the south central counties. Tonight we're in the upper 20s. Upper 50s and even a few low 60s southeast and low 30s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org. kansasagriculture.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780¾. December up 0.25, 799½. September corn up 12.25, 620¾. March up 10¾. August soybeans up 58½, 1678. November up 34½.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.